All right, another episode here of Whiskey Throttle Radio. Thank you guys so much for listening. On this show, we have Tevin Tapia, Washington native, racing 450 Supercross. He's been around for quite a while now, but I think he said it was his ninth season racing pro. So you've probably seen him out there a few times over the years. We talked to him about his season so far, his injury recovery. Actually had a really bad crash this time last year, but almost a year to the day we did this interview in Indianapolis. So talked to him about his recovery, just growing up in Washington, racing dirt bikes. After that, we have Bryce Koster on. I interviewed him about 2 weeks ago, but unfortunately had some technical difficulties and the interview would not post. So we just went ahead and redid the whole thing. We're two rounds into the GNCC series so far. He's got a first and a third, so he's having a good season going on. As always, huge shout out to Blood Lubricants, the makers of high quality racing oils, and they've got degreaser, poly clean, chain lube, that whole deal going now. So a lot of great innovative products, and they really stepped it up over this past year, not only helping me out, but they're helping out a lot of privateers like Henry Miller and Tyler Bowers and a bunch of other dudes too. It's really cool to see that brand grow. So we're glad to have them on board. So make sure you use promo code WHISKEY for 25% off all blood racing products at bloodlubricants.com. Also, huge shout out to Risk Racing. They have a lot of cool, innovative products, some new products launching this month. So check them out at riskracing.com. As always, like us on Facebook, follow on Instagram, subscribe, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Spotify. All right, let's go. Me right now is number 211 aboard the Yamaha. It's Tevin Tapia. What's up, man? How's it going?
Oh, what's up, man? Glad to be on. I'm just hanging out after a good day of riding and a little bit of gym action. So just chilling now. Did some laundry. Get ready for Seattle.
Yeah. Speaking of Seattle, man, I'm sure you're pumped to be headed back to your hometown race.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's always good to be home and. Especially I get to race, you know, I'm a big Seahawks fan, so getting to race in that stadium is pretty awesome to me.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that, man. That would be cool. Like, unfortunately, I'm a huge Dolphins fan, so it's not that great being a Dolphins fan, but like, if they ever had a Supercross in Miami, I would definitely have to do amateur day there just to, you know, race for the Dolphins.
Yeah, I think the only good thing about the Miami Dolphins was that crazy play they had last year.
I'm not gonna lie, Tevin, that was like maybe top five best moment of my life. I'm not even lying. There was tears rolling down my face. It was like I was pissed because the Dolphins sucked so bad all year, and they actually played so good that game. And then I was like, we just played our best game of the year, and we're still gonna lose to the freaking Patriots, but. I was content with that. That's going to last me another 5 years, and then I'll start getting pissed again.
Yeah, it's, I mean, nothing beats the back-to-back Super Bowls for the Seahawks and throwing an interception on the one-yard line. Oh, so,
dude, yeah, that would be. That's, like, the one good thing about liking a shitty team is that you never have to worry about them, like, screwing up in the playoffs or the Super Bowl or anything.
Yeah.
But,
oh, yeah.
Let's talk some Supercross here. It is a motocross podcast, yeah. But
sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
No,
I like football.
Yeah, dude. Same here. I'm struggling not having it for like the last 3 months. But how would you rate your season going so far?
I mean, as like 1 through 10 or 1 out of 100. What are we rating?
Let's go.
Where are we going at?
Let's go 1 to 10.
I would say. 5. You know, it's I mean, I'm super pumped to be back out racing and stuff, but after my injury last year, you know, it's kind of like a comeback season, I guess, for me, you know, just to, you know, I didn't really get to train very much coming into this season, and then so it's like, I'm playing catch up throughout the season, and I mean, things are getting better and better throughout the year, but it's my speed isn't where I want it to be. But that my goal right now is just to stay healthy throughout the season so I can really train hard during the off season and be ready for next year. But I'm having fun, and that's all that really matters to me. Last weekend was kind of a big mental task for me since that's where I got hurt last year in Indianapolis. So I'm doing the best I can, but I know that I can do a lot better. I should be in main events. This is my 9th year, so I should always be in a main event, but got some work to do.
Yeah, I wanted to that you know I didn't even, I was scrolling through your social media just today just get some content and stuff, and coincidence, man, it was about a 1 year ago you had that dude gnarly crash. I remember you being seeing the post in RacerX. You were what, pelvis and vertebrae. And it just happened to be in Indianapolis. Does that weigh on you at all? Like going out for, your first practice, knowing that last year this kind of ended your season?
Dude, it's you can't really take it out of your mind, and I was actually dreading going, and I almost just took the weekend off, but I was like, man, I gotta fight this battle. I was like, I can't let this ruin me and mess up my mind and let it haunt me. So I was like, I'm gonna go to Indy this weekend. This is going to be my favorite race. It's going to be my favorite track. It's going to be my favorite stadium. It's going to be my favorite city, and I just turned it around. And I mean, I did the best I could do, mentally, but I mean, it still got to me. I was nervous, and like kind of made me sick to my stomach at some points because I was so nervous. And luckily, they built the track, luckily for me, they built the track pretty easy. And so I think they built it that way because the dirt is so soft, and that if they would have opened up the track a little bit more, it would have got pretty gnarly, like really gnarly, ruddy, kind of thinking like Atlanta what
Yeah.
was. But so it, I mean, I think they built it good to be safe and stuff. So it was good for me because I wanted to get out of there healthy and in one piece so I could go to my hometown race in Seattle the following weekend. So. It was tough, and then it didn't help that, everyone walking up to me, "Oh, isn't this where
Yeah.
you got hurt last year?" Like, yeah, I know.
I was
Thanks
just
for reminding me.
about to forget about that. I was trying to block that out, but yeah, thanks for reminding me, man.
Yeah, exactly. So,
Yeah.
but yeah, go ahead.
I was just gonna talk about the track. It seemed obviously with the whole lime dilemma. I know they're using it again, but they're definitely not using as much, and they're not using it on race day. Did you notice it? Have the track just been like super soft?
Well, they use, so what it is they use the lime on at the construction site when it's a closed stadium. They only can use the lime at the construction site where they're like loading up the trucks. They can only use the lime there. So when it's a softer, dirt and it's an indoor stadium, they're getting pretty gnarly. And versus, some outdoor stadiums where it's soft, but they can continue to add the lime in as they're building the track. So, I mean, it's crazy, like, to think you look at like past like videos and stuff, like tracks never got this soft. And so it's crazy to think, like, is the dirt different, or is it just because our bikes are have more torque, or why the heck, this dirt is so stinking soft? But I mean, it makes it gnarly. But I'm not. After last year, I'm not the biggest fan of ruts all over the place. But yeah, I think they do the best they can with the lime. But I mean, we all got to race the same track, and props to Tyler Bowers for kind of opening the door for all of his riders to have more of a voice of what goes on and stuff. And this weekend, I definitely was able to talk to John Gallagher and have him, do some things to the track, like more than usual, just because, I was in his ear telling him he needs to do stuff, just to make it, not to make, lap times any different, just to make things a little bit safer.
Yeah, I know a couple different people in the past have tried just like little things, like you said, changing a section here or there just to make it a little safer. But it seems like how you mentioned Tyler Bowers this year, I guess just after the whole Lyme thing, Feld and AMA were really open to, you know, hearing what you guys had to say. So I'm looking forward to like the more cooperation between the riders and Feld. And it seems, like you said, it seems like he's doing a good job.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not like, it's not what exactly what we wanted to happen, but I mean, yeah, I mean, it's better than what it was. So it's gotta be thankful there, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. You mentioned you didn't really get to ride too much this offseason, obviously because of the injury. What was the recovery like on that? Did you ever feel like, because I know like Sealy had a similar injury and he was like thinking about hanging it up. Did you ever think that, you know, that could have been a career ender for you?
Oh yeah, sure. You know, just because I'm getting a little bit older, I'm 27 now, you know, and so it's like, man, it's like, do I want to keep putting myself through this? Mm-hmm. I've raced a dirt bike my whole entire life. And I've been on a dirt bike, you know, when I was 3 years old. I was like, I'm not going to let an injury define my whole career and everything that I've worked for. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, there's a handful of kids, you know, that might look up to me and be like, oh, Tevin quit because he got hurt and he's scared or something like that. I want to show everyone, prove to myself, prove to these kids and everyone watching that I'm not going to quit because, you know, the going got tough, you know? And so I was like, nope, you know, this is what I'm destined to do and I'm going to keep doing it. So, and I have a great sponsor behind me too, that, you know, has my back 100% with, you know, my trust implant sponsor. So it's easy to go racing when you have, you know, so much support.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of ask you about your program. Are you driving in the rounds? Are you flying? What's the deal?
Well, I'm flying. Luckily, I get to fly this year, so I've been flying to all the rounds, and it's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's flying. That's a lot of flying, and I'm not the biggest fan of flying. It makes me a little nervous, but so I'm getting to fly, and it's pretty awesome, and I get to go to the gym during the week and get my body taken care of with my recovery and then, you know, also with my, you know, training and all that with my gym that I go to. It's called Therox Performance. Tomac actually goes in there a lot, and it's a really good place for recovery and, you know, and training wise. So they have a cryo and all these different, you know, machines to take care of the body. And that's what I've kind of really noticed about this year is my recovery has been awesome. My body is always doing good, and you know, I had a pretty good crash at Daytona, and I got in there right away and felt 10 times better after they took care of me over there. So it's a blessing that I'm able to fly each week back and forth, and you know, have all these things that I get to take advantage of.
Yeah, I'm sure that helps a lot, and you know, like you said, just being able to train and eat right and stuff like that. But yeah, speaking of that Daytona crash, dude, I was on the asphalt. I was there on the track, and I saw it firsthand. Right, it was pretty gnarly.
Yeah, it kind of caught me off guard. I wasn't really expecting that. Like I was hitting it pretty clean every lap and the same spot every lap. And I don't know. I still don't even know what exactly happened or I mean why it happened. I think I just, like, it was kind of a section you needed to be patient with and not push too hard. And I might have, the only thing I can think of, I might have pushed too hard and just like dug too deep in one of those ruts and just kind of blew through the stroke a little bit and caught the pegs on the ruts and or something, hit a soft spot and just slow motion endo. So
yeah,
it was rough.
I was pretty pumped though to see you come back out though, because I was like, oh, that might be a day ender. But yeah, it was good to see you come back out. Another thing I want to ask you, Tevin, I know a couple years ago, I think you were racing Seattle, maybe in the lights class, and they were talking about you were doing Uber during the week just to fund your racing. You still doing that?
No, I stopped. I stopped doing Uber. Yeah, that was a good times, and I do it in my grandma's Prius from time to time. But I switched it up, and a lot of people know out here in California, but I deliver for Amazon.
Okay.
So it's like it's like a UPS driver pretty much. And I just deliver people's packages. I've delivered to a few people's houses, like Vicky Golden and
Oh,
Callan.
that's sick.
Yeah, yeah. So it's pretty funny that people are like, when I walked up to Vicky, she's like, "Why do you have my packages?" And I'm like, "I'm delivering them."
That's
So it's pretty fun. And then but yeah, I mean, it's like a good little thing to have going on the side. But right now during the season, I'm kind of just purely focused on racing, so no side gigs right now.
That's pretty cool, man. I know, like, Ben LeMay was doing that with Monster too. He was like, I guess he was like the rep, so he'd go in like all the gas stations and convenience stores with Monster. So it's cool, like, kind of do see riders doing stuff on the side too. I mean, privateer life's rough, right?
It's tough. And then I got a kid on the way, so I gotta keep hustling,
Yeah, get that diaper money.
exactly. Luckily enough, I'm getting a lot of stuff. I'm pretty good friends with Chisholm, so his wife has been giving us some hand-me-downs and boxes of diapers and stuff that they don't need anymore. So
Yeah, I saw
and,
you were down at his house for the Daytona week.
yeah, it was after Atlanta. I after yeah after Atlanta, I didn't go home. I stayed in Florida at their house, and I flew my fiance out, and we kind of just hung out throughout the week, and we actually went to Disney World one day and had a little vacation.
Did you
So it was pretty fun.
go to Croom at all? I know Chiz loves that place.
What was that?
Did you go to Croom, the off-road
No,
area?
we didn't.
Oh,
No, we didn't.
I always
I
see.
didn't. I actually didn't have a bike all week, so I didn't even ride that week. So he went out to the sandbox, and he did a couple times that week. But I didn't go with him, and I just enjoyed my week off out there.
Yeah, I'm from like Southwest Florida originally, so pretty cool to see all the. Seems like over the last 10 years, all the factory guys and all that, with the training facilities and all that's kind of moving down to Florida. So it's cool to see. But let's take it way back here, Tevin. How did you first get into motocross? How did it all start for you?
Well, my dad, he raced Supercross and some outdoor nationals and stuff, and he did a lot of local arena cross series and stuff. And so pretty much I was born into it. And right when I was born, I was just at the races all the time with my dad. And when I was three, they put me on a dirt bike, and just never really looked back. So I got to grow up, throughout the years, going to Supercrosses and all that at a really young age. And so I've got a lot of history with watching, and knowing everyone and stuff. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
It's been my whole life. That's all I know.
it's cool to hear. I usually ask that question to anyone who I have on the show, and it's cool to hear like yourself. You're just born into it pretty much, and that's how I was. And then some riders are like, "Yeah, I was watching it on TV one day, and I was like, yeah, I want to ride dirt bikes, and my parents didn't know how to ride or anything like that, and I just stuck with it, and now I'm pro." It's pretty cool to see the different backstories behind it. But so growing up in
Yeah,
Washington,
it's
or go ahead, sorry.
no, I was just gonna comment. It's crazy. It's just some guys just have it right away, and some guys, had to work at it for a long time. And it's crazy to how it all comes together.
So, growing up in Washington State, who were like some of your amateur rivals you're out there racing with?
Rivals.
Or just
Well,
guys you're racing with? Not, it doesn't have to be a rival,
well,
but.
I don't know if you remember Landon Currier. I did a lot of racing with Landon. There's a kid named Matt Beatley. I don't think he ever went pro. I think he quit before he went pro, but he was really fast, and he would jump the craziest things on his 60s, and I would have to go and jump it with him so I could beat him, and Tommy Week, Chris, Chris Howell. I could just keep naming so many guys. But yeah, just, and Josh Hill was a little bit older than me, riding Villopoto was a little bit older than me, but I mean, I would be in the age group under them and stuff. And but yeah, I mean, a lot of fast dudes have come from the Northwest, and so it's pretty cool. I love saying that I'm from up there. But yeah, I mean, I probably the most rival I've had was growing up through the ranks. Pretty much everyone would know from the Northwest is me and Tommy Wheat
Okay.
had some gnarly battles as some kids, but we kind of had a lot of hatred for each other for a while. But now that we're growing up, we show respect to each other, and we're buddies when we see each other and stuff. So it's pretty cool now. It's funny. It's funny. It's fun to look back and laugh at now.
Yeah, I always love watching Washougal when Tommy comes out, because he won't race all year, and then he comes out and he can run top 20. It's pretty cool to see. Another thing I wanted to ask, so I think a lot of people know you're good buddies with Malcolm Stewart, but you're all the way in Washington, he's all the way in Florida. How did this friendship come about?
Well, you know, I raced obviously all the amateur nationals growing up and stuff, but it all in the beginning, the very beginning, how we even knew of each other was back on 60s at Moser Valley in Texas. There was a rhythm section like right in the middle. It was just on our 60s, we would just double through it, and I was just following them through, and we're just doubling through it, and all of a sudden the last rhythm, like the last like to double out, he just like hit the brakes. I mean, I can, you know, vaguely remember, but like I don't know if he hit the brakes or something happened or what, but he just didn't double out, and I just landed right on top of his head. And so we're just sitting there, you know, all, you know, he's probably crying because he's a little baby sometimes, but but no, that's just kind of how we knew of each other. And then it's kind of, it's funny, I remember the exact, I don't remember the date, but I remember like how we became like official, like friends. It was at Oak Hill. This is like way later on. We're probably like 14, 15, and we're at Oak Hill. And you know, I don't know if you remember, he would always ride around on one of those Segways, and I always wanted to ride it. And like we're, you know, like we knew of each other, but we weren't like tied or friends or anything like that. But I just went up to him like, "Hey, dude, I'm like, you should let me ride that thing." And he's like, "Nah," and he like takes off. And I'm like, "Man, that guy's an asshole." And then like, yeah, I see him again, and I keep bugging him, I keep bugging him. And finally, one of these times, he's like, "Oh, I got an idea." And I was like, "All right." He goes, "If you eat a piece of this super super spicy beef jerky, I'll let you take a lap around the pits." And I was like, "Done. Let's do it." And so yeah, ever since then we just been buddies, and yeah, you know, and it's just been a wild friendship. So it's, you know, I think of the Stewarts as, you know, family. You know, they've always welcomed me with open arms whenever I'm out down in Florida to stay at the compound and get to ride with them and everything. So, and Big James always tells it as it is, and he always has my back, but he'll land me when I'm not riding good. So, but to him, I don't think I'm ever riding good.
Yeah, when you're, I guess when your son's James Stewart, there's probably not too many people that you think are riding good, because James is just on such another level than anyone else. But that's.
It's hard riding with them, because they just, you know, hold it wide open going into a whoop section like it's no big deal, and then Big James tells me to do it, and I'm like, yeah, no,
Don't know
I'm not
about
gonna do that,
that.
but thank you.
Yeah, I was so bummed to see Mookie get. Dude, I'm a huge Malcolm Stewart fan. Like, my cat's name is Mookie. I was so bummed to see him go out this year, because he was crushing it.
Yeah, I'm more bummed for him, because I know how much, you know, how much work he put in, and you know, he sacrificed all the Buffalo Wild Wing trips we used to have and everything. You know, he was on a program, and you know, he was killing it, and it's just sucks, because I know how much work he was putting in, and I mean, it showed. Everyone knew he was putting in a lot of work, but yeah, you know, they always want to see your buddies do good, and it was, you know, it sucked seeing them go down like that, but he's a tough SOB. I know that. I went and visited him the next morning, and he was already up walking,
Really?
so with a walker. So yeah, he was on it, and now he's looking better. He's on a bicycle now, that and feeling good, so I don't doubt that he won't be back better and faster.
Yeah, it's awesome to see him recovering so well. And it seems like Moto Concepts is probably gonna have his back again for next year, just because I think they appreciated the, like you said, the dedication, not going to Buffalo Wild Wings for them,
You can thank Swanee for that one. Swampole's been training them, but yeah, we would go. We'd have our Sunday football things. The years past, going to Buffalo Wild Wings, and that got clipped.
Man, I guess you gotta do what you gotta do. But all right, Tevin, thank you for coming on. Before I let you go, who do you want to thank for getting you out there?
Oh well, I appreciate you having me, man, and for sure, Trust Implants, and the Willardson family, they've had my back, and I couldn't be racing without them. But for sure, them, Monarch Heavy Haul, is helping me out a lot. TheraWex Performance Gym, 3T Performance, my dad for sure, my mom, my fiance, Fast House Gear, Bell Helmet, Alpine Star, Asterix knee braces. I could go on and on. Scott goggles, and just everyone helping me, and I appreciate everyone, and you guys know who you are, and I'm just super grateful for all my sponsors, and couldn't be doing it without them. It's hard to be a privateer, and I need all the help I can get. So I'm pumped to be 27 and still, and a privateer for almost 9 years, or 9 years, privateering it and still going. So something to be proud of.
Yeah, for sure. All right, man, you enjoy the rest of your night and good luck this weekend in the hometown.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Yep, see ya.
Peace.
What's up, guys? We've got some exciting news as our sponsor, Blood Lubricants, continues to push the bar with high-quality products. In addition to their already outstanding racing oil, they've added fork and shock fluid, gear oil, chain lube, kick-ass degreaser, detailer, and pre-race spray. Whether you have a UTV, Harley, ATV, or dirt bike, Blood Lubricants has you covered. They're offering sponsorship opportunities from the amateur level to the pro level, and they're already sponsoring top privateers like Tyler Bowers, Henry Miller, and Bubba Pauly. Racing is in their blood, but that's not all. They want to hook you guys up as well. Head on over to bloodlubricants.com. That's B-L-U-D lubricants.com, and use promo code WHISKEY for 25% off your order. No need to rewind it. I'll say it again. 25% off your order with promo code WHISKEY at bloodlubricants.com. Jeff Green hooking you guys up. High quality stuff. Check it out. Back to the show. All right. On the line again. We tried this like 2 weeks ago, and he just fucks up everything, so it didn't work. But it's Bryce Koster. What's up, bud?
Not much, man. Just hanging out up here in North Carolina.
Welcome. Welcome to the Tar Heel State, I think. I gotta tell you, Bryce, I'm still really sore. I can barely walk and bend over because my back is killing me from Sunday.
Still sore, huh?
Yeah, why'd you let me sign up for 3 hours? That was stupid.
You had to do it, at least experience it. I'm not gonna lie, I'm still a little sore. It was a rough one.
Never, never again, never again in my life am I doing a 3 hour GNCC.
Never.
No, dude.
Yeah.
I don't.
I feel you.
Props to you, Bryce, because I don't know how you guys go so fast for the whole time. Like my last lap was just straight up survival. I went so slow.
You got lapped too. I did a whole nother lap, huh?
I got lapped by like everyone.
Yeah, they're pretty brutal, man. I honestly get done with them and I'm like, I would not do this for fun.
Did you see what place I got overall?
No, I didn't even look.
Hold on. Are you ready? It's bad. It's like really bad.
Triple digits.
Oh, yeah. It starts with a
go.
Two. It starts with a two.
No way.
238.
Jesus. Wow. That bad, huh?
I fucking suck. Dude, that's bad. Like,
that's a long day.
Dude, it sucked. But enough about my shitty experience. How you feeling, man? We're two rounds in. You have a first and a third. How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. I definitely wasn't happy with my result on Sunday, but I can't complain. I've been on the amateur podium twice, so that's my goal for the year, is just stay up on there and get solid results, which is what I did. So I can't complain, and just need to do some homework and come out swinging at Steel Creek, which I'm excited for. It's a good race, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, what happened last week? Because while I was out there surviving, you know, whenever I'd come in and pet Mako, I'd ask how you were doing, and every time that it was like, oh, he's crushing it, Bryce is killing it, and then I come around, and you were in third.
Yeah, it was an eventful day. I mean, I got off to a good start, and we had to go through the open A guys this race, so that was not very fun, but we got through them, and then Brody Johnson had a little bit of lead, and I was in third, and I got into second, caught Brody, and then Chase Hayes was who I passed for second, and he stuck with me, and then we caught Brody together, and then we just had an all-out battle for three or four laps, and after I got gassed, they had got a little gap on me, and I made a few mistakes after that, and they got out, and Chase and Brody battled down to the last lap, I'm pretty sure, and Brody actually, he told me he had a crash on the last lap, so I was bummed, because I could have been there to capitalize, but I can't complain, it was still a good day, and I looked at my overall there from last year, it was 41st, and I finished 28th, so I can't complain, I was happy.
Yeah, and you know, good thing is that you're healthy too after that rough track. I still can't get those ruts. God, that sucked.
Yeah, but it was pretty brutal.
Opening round was really good for you.
Yeah, of course. Home race, so I'm always happy there, and I felt good. I actually got a horrible start, but came through the pack and got into the lead on the second lap, and just wanted to push, and I really, my goal coming into the season was to break the top 20 at a race, and I knew Florida would be my best chance, so I just pushed all day long, and on the last lap, they told me Chris Bach had got it in front of me for the amateur overall, and I wasn't going to let that happen, so I had to drop the hammer with one to go, and it paid off. I finished 18th overall, so that's my best ever, so I was pretty happy, and it's my second year in a row top am in Florida, so definitely lived up to that expectation, and I was happy. It was a good race.
Yeah, I think the first time we talked, when it didn't it recorded, but I couldn't upload it, that was like your goal, was like top 20. Obviously that's a really cool thing to say, and then top amateur is just badass, because you can just be like, yeah,
for sure,
anyone that beat me was their pro, you know.
Right, exactly. And that's really my goal for the year, is to grab as many of those as I can. I got two last year, and I just want to get as many as I can, because I feel like that'll help me get to the next level and open up some eyes for me and get a bigger name out there.
Yeah, but I don't know if you know, Bryce, you're like world famous, because I've seen little kids running around like, have you seen Bryce Koster? I want his autograph and stuff like that. So you're already a big household name.
Not yet. We're getting there. I'm trying.
So last year you're racing A Open. Now you're riding A250. How's it been kind of adjusting to the smaller bike?
It's been good. It was definitely a little different at first. The 350 was, I'd say, the best bike to ride. I really loved that bike, and it was pretty easy to ride. And once I got back on the 250, I realized they're a lot more work, and you got to shift all day long. But they're fun. You can be a lot more aggressive, and I'm starting to get my riding style back to that side, where I'm not as smooth on the power like 350 I was, and I enjoy it. They're really fun, and I mean, it's basically the same bike other than the motor, so I'm really happy with the Husky, and I feel my suspension's really good, and just need to get them wins. That's all I'm worried about.
How was I mean, that's all you got to worry about, dude.
You know,
like I said, household name. you said screw school. Don't even worry about college.
Yeah, right. I'm still going to college. Come on.
how was your off season? Did you spend it down in Florida? Or were you up in West Virginia? What'd you do?
It started off in Florida. Trevor came down a couple weeks before Christmas, and we started getting into the swing of things. And then after the first, we really buckled down, and then Austin Lee got down to my house, and we just grinded it out. Pretty much the same program as last year. We just worked super hard and rode a lot. And then probably 2 weeks before Big Buck, we came up to Trevor's and did some riding up here. Then it got canceled, and then shot back home as soon as I found out and got back in the sand and just kept grinding away. We had 3 more weeks, so I was ready then, but couldn't complain with more time to get ready and get everything, get all the bikes ready and all that. And then we, first round was Florida, went well.
Yeah, you mentioned you were training with Trevor Bollinger. How did that all come about?
Yeah, so last winter, Trevor was down at Croom, I'm pretty sure, and we met up one day. Somehow, I think I went riding with Jason Thomas, and we met Trevor, and Trevor was looking for a place to stay, and I told him he could come stay at my house for sure. I've always had a couple guys come stay in the winter. And it just worked out pretty good. I'm able to go up to his house and train. He's able to come to my house when it's too cold up here. So it's the best of both worlds for either of us.
Yeah, I agree about the too cold. It's freaking cold up here right now. Did you not wake up this morning? Or are you probably sleeping till
noon?
Oh,
my gosh. No, it's so cold. It's like 30s in the morning. I can't believe it. And then we went riding, and it's like, it's pretty warm. I mean, it's not bad. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I rode my dirt bike today, Bryce, by the way, and it felt good. I felt faster than I did on Sunday.
There you go.
I felt like
he's getting there.
I felt like I could break the top 200 overall.
You're getting back into the swing of it, huh?
I know. I hit some jumps. I do a little butt whip. Because
the most you've rode in like a year.
Dude, I know. slowly but surely, Bryce, and I'll be back to kicking your ass. Don't worry about it.
I'm waiting.
Dude, speaking of kicking your ass, we'll go a little off topic here. What's up with you letting Austin Lee whoop your ass on a pre-modern bike?
Oh, Lord. You obviously didn't see I got 2 flat tires and rode with him all day.
Mm-hmm. I just saw he whooped your ass.
Yeah, he beat me on a 125. Hurt my feelings.
On your own 125?
No, it was Zinkel's 125, but still.
Still.
Things clapped out. and he whooped me.
So, you know, going back to talking about you train a lot with Trevor. So are you taking full credit for his podium this weekend?
Definitely full credit on that one. I've got T-Bone ready for the season. And he's got a win in him. It's coming.
Dude.
For sure.
When they passed me the first time, because they passed me twice, he was freaking hauling ass. I was so stoked. I look back, I thought it was Thad, you know. I look back,
right?
And I saw 739. I was stoked. I was like, oh, hell yeah. Bryce, all this hard work Bryce put in for Trevor is finally going to pay off.
Oh, yeah. All the sags I've set for his motorcycles, damn it.
I was pleasantly
sag every time.
I was pleasantly surprised, Bryce, when you texted me the other day with the invite to go riding.
Oh, I knew you'd like that one.
Because last time you didn't invite me, you were scared to ride with me because you thought I'd whoop your ass. But now after you saw my performance when I was stuck in the tree after when you lapped me, I don't even know if you saw me. But
definitely didn't see you.
You're not scared anymore.
Were you really in a tree when I passed you?
Well, I went to like move around a tree and I stalled it for like the 100th time. And then I think it was probably Chase Hayes and Brody Johnson had just passed you because you were just behind a bunch of people.
Fucking around in the back.
Yeah, I was like, what's this fucking kid doing? You know, so I was surprised you didn't see me because you really didn't look like you were going that fast. I thought you would see my helmet.
No, I don't see anything. I barely see my parents. I can't pay attention.
So your dad comes up to me on the line. He's like, yeah, if you need anything, we'll be ready for you in the pit and all that. Every time, ask be dirty this. Every time I pass by, I'd be waving at your mom and dad and, you know, they wouldn't even
realize it.
Nothing. I was like, all right. Freaking Mako had to pit me. My dog. Slowest pit ever.
I bet that was slowest pit in records.
Yeah, but it had just matched my race. But so we're racing on Sunday. Am I racing AA with you?
Pro class, baby.
Okay, so what's the deal? We're racing the Mid-East here in North Carolina. They have like four pro classes.
No, they got one pro class, and they got AA, and then they have
expert.
They have young AA, and they have old AA.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
It's pretty cool. You got your like, so it'd be like Sean Clark and your expert AA, and then your other AA would be like, I don't know, Luger and probably Jack Chambers, and then
Trevor.
Pro is Trevor, yeah.
And you.
I'm racing pro.
What if I protest you and you have to go ride XC2 because I protest?
They don't even have that. But
no, I'm saying because you raced a pro class in a local series, you have to race XC2.
No. Brody Johnson races pro class.
Oh, yeah, I bet he does. He's fast.
Yeah, he'll probably beat me. Kids riding good. Can't complain.
Dude, you got so mad the other day, you know. You got so excited, I texted you to come on the podcast, and you're like, oh, finally, you know, I'll get the invite. I've been wanting to do this for years. And it was at 7:12, and you're like, oh, look what time and all that stuff. And then I hit you. You were so mad.
Yeah. Hurt my feelings, Kurt.
It's all right. So what class should I ride then this weekend? See?
Well, what's cool is they pay money for the pro class, and then they pay money for the AA class, so... You think you can go fast for a little bit? You can get paid AA.
What about the C class?
You can race C class. I don't know if C class runs in the afternoon.
I just want to get
They're
paid.
They're different.
They don't pay the C class?
I can't wait for you to experience it because it's cool, man.
I raced NCHSA. It's not the same?
No. No. NCHSA is like a FTR. Mid-East is like a GNCC. It's pretty cool.
It's wide open.
The dude that cuts the tracks used to cut the tracks for the GNCC.
Okay. So it's wide open.
No, not this one. This one's good.
So, all right. Well, I'll just sign up for pro class and then start looking down at my bike right away. But
there you go.
Maybe it'll just be us three and I'll get paid.
Hopefully. I want to get paid.
Back, let's be serious here. You're distracting me, Bryce. But we're two rounds in. Which rounds are you? Give me your top three rounds you're looking most forward to right now.
Top three. Steel Creek. Tomahawk, because I top am there last year. And I'm honestly looking forward to Snowshoe, man. I had fun there.
You're
psyched. And it's the break, so... Party time's on after that one.
I was thinking about going to Snowshoe to redeem myself. It's like been 9 years since I pulled off after 4 miles and rode the highway back. I think I need redemption.
If it rains, you should go because it's good.
Can I borrow a bike? My KTM's already dirty, bro. It sucks. I'm pissed.
Dude, that bike will be perfect there.
No, man, not for me. I suck. Perfect. I need a
perfect weapon.
Hey, TTR 230.
You won't make it up the ski lift.
That would be brutal. Oh, my God. That would be so bad.
No doubt.
Oh.
You want to talk about some Supercross or what?
If you want, dude. Who's winning this thing? Cooper Webb?
Are you on the Webb wagon?
No, I don't like Cooper Webb, but, I mean, I think he's going to win it, yeah?
Dude. I don't know. We'll find out. I think if he still has the points lead after the Triple Crown, I think he'll win.
Was that 2 weekends from now? So, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's 2 more rounds.
I mean, Tomac's not going to win because Tomac gets passed and he rides like me at the GNCC. He gets arm pump and can barely stay up.
Yeah, but Marv's getting close. But I don't think Coop will let Marv beat him. No. I don't think that's going to happen.
No way. I think Marv might do good, but then Marv also, like, if it's not, like, super ruddy and technical, you know, like, maybe, like, Vegas or something, I feel like he's just not going to – he's going to get, like, fifth. But I could be wrong.
Right.
I want to see it because I want to see – it has it – like, it's kind of hasn't been close the last couple of weeks. I want to see it come down to the wire, you know?
Right. That'd be cool. Good battle.
What about Faulkner? Is he going to lose it all this year?
Dude, I don't know, man.
He's good.
Solid.
Is he good? Or is Sexton and Cooper just not as good as, like, Ferrandis and Nichols? Or is it both?
I think Faulkner is good, and Faulkner gets good starts every weekend. Mm-hmm. And I think Sexton is fast. I mean, he's proved that he can go the same speed, but he makes mistakes still.
Yeah.
So,
it is only,
and his starts aren't always perfect.
Yeah. It is only his second year, too. You know, I think Sexton's going to be really good next year. But I don't remember Faulkner being such a great starter. Like, I feel like this is kind of new. I might be wrong.
Yeah, I agree. But I think it just plays along with his confidence. When you're confident, you're just nailing everything. So
yeah, including a monster
girl. And the
hay
bale. Yeah, and the monster girl, man. She's smoking.
I know. What the fuck? I saw him walk around Daytona with short shorts on. He looked like a frat bro.
Mm.
Maybe that's what it is.
He's a little queer.
He's got bleached hair. So yeah, Cooper got so lucky he didn't smoke that the camera.
Yeah, that was pretty gnarly. And made the pass.
I know. If that was me, I would have whiskey throttled right into Tomac.
Right?
It's pretty unreal to see just the transformation from Cooper. You know, it for the last years, it was not looking good. You know, I was thinking Tedesco. I was thinking,
right.
What was that?
It was a door.
I was thinking like Tedesco like 2 years ago, but or like the past years, I was thinking he's going to be like Ivan, you know, a killer 250 rider, but in the 450 class doesn't do anything. But now I'm interested to see for outdoors if he can keep it up.
Yeah, me too. I think he'll be good, but AC's been rolling too. And AC is the only one that's beat him so far.
I'm talking about Webb, bro.
Oh, you're talking about Webb?
Yeah,
Webb's, I don't know. They all go fast outdoors.
Yeah, I mean,
perfect.
I just like watching good dirt bike racing.
Yeah, me too. I mean, good racing makes for good shit to watch.
Did you see where I was hanging out today, giving guys pointers? I was working where I was working today.
Yeah, how'd you get out there?
You know, Buddy Anson has called and was like, hey, man, I heard you're a really good dirt bike rider. I think you need to come give our guys some pointers, some pep talk. So I went out there, showed him how to ride.
You probably had to go fix some starting gates, honestly.
We had to bring him new ones.
That's what I figured.
It was cool, though. I was kind of bummed because Reed and Hill weren't there. I mean, Kyle Peters and Enzo Lopes, they're super cool dudes. It's cool hanging out with them, but it would have been cool to see Reedy out there.
Yeah, I bet they were rolling.
Dude, the whoops are huge.
Yeah, I couldn't believe the videos you were sending to them, blitzing across them, like, on the pipe, never lifting. I was like, dude, them boys are gnarly.
Dude, it's insane. And, like, the, like, transitions between, like, the corners and, like, the big doubles and triples is, like, nothing. It's, you know, like, until you're, like, down there on the track, you don't realize how gnarly these dudes actually are.
Yeah. I couldn't tell. I could tell from the video you posted how big the whoops were. Like, they were insane.
Yeah, and Enzo comes off the track, and, like, he speaks, like, decent English now, but he's got, like, that, you know, still got the accent. He's from Brazil. He's like, the whoops are hard. It was, I don't know, just the way he said it was so funny. But I was like, I was thinking to myself, I was like, fucking yeah, they're hard, but you make them, they just make everything look so easy.
Dude, we would die in a set of whoops like that. Just straight die.
Speak for yourself. I don't know if you heard, Bryce, but yeah. I got second in an LCQ in 450C at Arena Cross.
So, Arena Cross.
I'm fucking good.
Is that
good.
Your new career?
Yeah. My GNCC career is
probably easier than a GNCC.
Hell yeah, it's easier. It's four laps, track smooth. Those, dude, my like hip,
perfect.
My hips are sore from having to lift my feet so much, my legs so much in those freaking ruts. The last two,
did you get stuck?
I got stuck at the end for like 2 seconds. These two like 6-year-olds had to pull me out.
Oh my god!
Because my legs started cramping up. I couldn't sit. I had to stand, and like you know, like the last section before like the mulch pile, it was like kind of that soft. It was like almost like sand. It wasn't quite sand, but it was really soft and super ruddy. It was through there, and I was like, I was dying. It was not good.
Yeah, that was rough on the last lap.
But I was throwing fat whips and doing big jumps on the motocross track with my arm pump.
I bet you were. I would have loved to watch you out there.
I'm just kidding. I was waving to everyone because I didn't feel like going fast. So I was like, I'm just going to wave.
How was your start?
Oh, so good. But the best part is I got a couple texts because on the GNC Racer Live or whatever it's called, they said I got the whole shot. And I didn't.
Nice.
Not even. I like just wheelied it because I was like, don't want to start with these guys, you know. So that I got a bunch of texts. They're like, yeah, you crushed the start and all that stuff. And I like someone Snapchatted it and sent it to me, and I watched it. I think it was JD Tillman, and it was like, yeah, that's the number 708 of Kurt Lucas from Miami, Florida. And I was like, hell yeah, I'm gonna get so much pussy now from this. So
yeah. No doubt.
So now when I go to the bars like this weekend, I'd be like, hey, I don't know if you heard. One, I was like, first of all, I got second LCQ in 450C class at Arena Cross. And two, I pulled a whole shot in GNCC.
Panty dropping.
You think, how are the girls at Morganton looking good?
No.
They got teeth or no?
You'll find out at Skill Creek.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I'm coming to hang out with you Saturday.
Oh, yeah, you are.
So I got to teach Trevor how to ride.
Dude, I can't wait to see you ride this way. You're going to shit.
Is it gnarly?
There's some nice downhills.
Oh, I don't. Dude, we ride in Colorado together. You know I don't like hills.
It's different on the East Coast, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, there's
it's
not.
Crazy.
I can breathe, and there's not boulders everywhere. Or there might be boulders. I don't.
There's just a lot of trees.
Shit, that's not good. I guess that'll stop my fall.
Yeah.
Well,
for sure.
Yeah. So between Saturday riding with you and then Sunday kicking your ass in the pro class, you'll probably retire.
Be a bad weekend for me.
It's been a bad week already. First, you suck at the GNCC. You get third. Like who gets third? And then. You had to go to Walmart, and then you had to work on your bike yesterday, and then I'm going to kick your ass Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, God.
You're going to drive that Sprinter home.
I might.
You're gonna be like,
just be done.
Be like, Dad,
tell Pops.
You're gonna be like, Pops, Kurt just kicked my ass. I retired. Seminole Power Sports is giving him the ride, you know?
Pops got to take over.
The difference between you and me, Bryce, though, is I'm drinking an ice-cold Corona Light right now, and you're probably drinking water.
Yep. Yeah. That's the sad part.
Yeah. Well, it pays off. That's the difference between third or what'd you get? 28th overall and 258th overall. So.
Yeah, exactly.
I almost feel like I have to race the 3-hour again just to redeem myself.
Don't race Florida. I'll tell you that.
No, I know that. And I watched a video of Camp Coker. It didn't look any better either.
Yeah. It's not as bad as Florida. Camp Coker is pretty good.
What about Steel Creek? It looked ruddy.
It depends if it rains. It could be really good.
What's the easiest GNCC? What's like the not easiest? They're all gnarly, but what's like the least rough?
They're all rough, dude.
Yeah, I know.
In their own ways.
I feel like Georgia. To be honest, it like beat the shit out of you rough. It wasn't that rough, but like the ruts and stuff like that were gnarly, and there were some roots. But like, I guess I'm used to like sand whoops. It wasn't like super like. There was some fast, not as rough sections, I guess.
Yeah, it's more like there's either the holes in the ruts or like the chop coming out that gets you tired, really.
Yeah, and just I think mentally too, like just trying to pick the right rut and trying to stay straight up.
Yeah.
At least for me. We're different, but.
You could tell. That's how most of them are with all the lines. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. And, like, when I come up to the section, I really don't have time to like look left or right. So I'm just, I hope I pick the right one and go for it. Like, that's all it is.
Yeah. So another thing, I actually have notes. I've written it down. How is it like having to adjust all the different terrain? You know, obviously being in Florida, and then Georgia is so much different. It's hard packed clay. What's it like? And there's no practice, obviously. How hard is it
Right.
to like adjust your riding style so quickly?
It's pretty tough. Florida's more like wide open and just go as fast as you can, and up here you gotta be more smooth and technical and find the right lines, and even just the ground, like you're saying, you can't just like a sand corner hold it wide open. You can't do that on a clay turn. So just being smoother and learning how to apply the power right, especially when it's wet. That's what I find most difficult. And these guys are super good at it just because they've grown up on it. But it's coming. The more time on it, I feel like the better, and we're getting there. We're getting better.
Yeah, I guess the more you ride, what's this, your third full season doing it in a row?
Yeah, this will be my third
Yeah,
season.
so you're kind of adjusting, you can kind of remember how to ride each different terrain. But
Right.
all right, Bryce, it's bedtime. It's 10:03. Keep me up late over
Well,
here. Before I let you go, who do you want to thank for getting you out there?
first, I want to thank you for having me on the show, as always. I want to thank my parents, of course, and just everybody that helps me out. Can't thank them enough.
That's it.
And you have a good night.
That's it,
Drink you
Bryce.
another Coors. That's
No,
it. I
dude.
keep it short and sweet.
Coors? Corona, bro.
Coronas. He's on the Rona.
And you know how
Really?
you know I'm training? It's at Corona Light.
Oh,
Did you know that
keeping them light.
Coronas are gluten free?
I did not know that.
Yeah, so technically I'm being healthy right now. It's probably better for you than water.
I guess I gotta drink Coronas.
Yeah,
All
so. Yeah, maybe you'll win next
right,
time.
buddy.
All right,
Maybe I'll
Bryce.
win. I'll have a Corona.
I will see you, if not on Saturday, for sure on Sunday. Try not to lap me and break my heart.
Yeah, for sure. Text me.
All right, buddy. Later.
All right, buddy.
Straight caught up in the game. My life won't be the same. Straight caught up in the game.
Living the life, that's how I live. Try to get out, tell me how to survive without my crew. Armani's, Ferraris, casinos, hitting jackpots. Good luck, I think not. We own the car from block to block, city to city, all day, every day. It's like a celebration for the criminal nation. Himido, wife and kids, that's what I need. Wanna go out like a man, try to understand with our blood on my hands. Dear God, please save my soul. I put the rest on hold, not seven. I still got time to reach heaven. 8 million reasons to get out, choose one, there's only one. To put the 9 millimeter to your dome, then you're gone. Did I do right or wrong? Tell me. I might drop some tears from my eye, but you never see me cry. Champagne, spit rhymes like crazy insane. LA to Stocktown, different players caught up in the same game.
Am I right or